I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. The financial crisis of 2008, one of the results after several years of the Obama administration passing policy in the 111th Congress, is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It has a website, and it is a bureau that's attached most famously to a very well-spoken Harvard law professor. Her name is Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren has a great deal to do right now to hire a staff. There is, of course, much to say about protecting consumers and their credit cards. But right now, what the Wall Street Journal is looking very carefully at is how Elizabeth Warren is using her perch, I think that's a fair metaphor, to turn on the banks too big to fail, especially the banks too big to fail who have mortgages outstanding and mortgages that are always in question because of the housing market. To interpret this, Mary Kissel of the Wall Street Journal editorial board is here because this is happening right now and it involves our housing market and how it's unable to recover because of government well-meaning. I'll be generous about this. Mary, good evening to you.
Hi, good evening, John.
Elizabeth Warren means well, but she's being mean to the banks. How so?
Well, remember, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is really Elizabeth Warren's brainchild. She's a far-left Harvard academic who has never had a real job in the banking or mortgage or credit card industry. And she, with President Obama's support, rammed through this CFPB, as it's called. And at the time, Republicans raised concerns that this bureau would be largely unaccountable to taxpayers. Its funding source, for example, is not subject to congressional appropriations or oversight. And I think what we're seeing is their fears are being realized, and this attempt to squeeze $20 billion out of the big banks to, quote-unquote, help delinquent borrowers is, I think, just the first of many, many problems that this bureau is going to create.
Now, as I understand it, last year, Elizabeth Warren or someone in her stead accused the big banks of foreclosure shenanigans. And it turned out that there weren't any shenanigans. There was a lot of bad paperwork. So this year she's back to say, give me $20 billion and then I will use that money to help people who may be in trouble. Is that what she's is that the quid pro quo?
Yeah, the Robobank scandal emerged late last year. Remember, banks and mortgage servicing companies, and I should explain, most the biggest mortgage servicers are the big banks, so that's Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan, and others. They just weren't designed, their systems weren't designed to deal with the flood of foreclosures that they faced after the financial crisis. So last year, there were accusations that they had mistreated customers and basically rushed through the paperwork on foreclosures. Now, there's a process for investigating this, and that's called banking regulators, like the Fed and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, and they launched an investigation. They found very little malfeasance. But Elizabeth Warren and the state attorneys general really sniffed a political opportunity here to squeeze the banks for cash, which they would then distribute to their political constituencies before the election. So that's sort of the contours of what's going on here. Now, what they want to do with that cash is unclear. The mortgage servicers are just the people who collect the mortgage payments. They didn't necessarily originate these loans, and they don't necessarily own them. So it's a very odd thing where you have this government agency, which is unaccountable to taxpayers, basically trying through fiat, really, to squeeze money out of the banks. But that's not the end of it. They're also trying to rewrite the rules for mortgage servicers at the same time. So this is something that's just really, really, I think, spinning out of control.
The chairman of the banking committee in the U.S. Senate, Richard Shelby of Alabama, opposes this. Does that mean it won't happen?
It's not just Shelby's opposition that would kill this idea. There are several state attorneys generals who have said that they will not sign on to this settlement. Prominent among them are the Virginia and Oklahoma AGs who have made statements late last week that they just wouldn't sign on. Big bank bashing is a, as you know, pretty popular thing.
And, right.
You know, the banks might feel like they can't that they're going to have to give something. Bank of America, for example, came out last week and they said, well, okay, we'll stop foreclosing on certain military servicemen's homes if they've stopped paying their mortgages. But I think the banks also are still trying to come to terms with the cost of this. I mean, if Elizabeth Warren and the CFPB make it uneconomic for the banks to be in the mortgage servicing business, well, then they're not going to do it, or they'll just get out of the business. And then we'll have an even bigger problem on our hands. But for the time being, what this even discussion means is that foreclosures in this country will halt. And what that will do is prevent the market from clearing, and it will prevent us from finding a bottom. And that means yet another year of a really lousy mortgage market.
Mary, what does this line here for servicers, this proposed Elizabeth Warren 27-page settlement, for servicers to perform duties to communities such as preventing urban blight? Is that language aimed at helping the big cities where all of the Democrats serve in the Congress?
Yes. And it's absolutely bizarre to ask a mortgage servicer, which, remember, did not originate and may not own the loan, to pay for somebody's house when they're not paying their mortgage.
But they're targeting big cities, which are preponderantly Democratic.
Correct.
Right. And should we be suspicious about that in particular? And do they have a smile on their face when they write language like that?
This whole thing is suspicious. The CFPB is a highly politicized organization. Elizabeth Warren is not accountable to Congress, neither is her bureau. She was not confirmed by the Senate, yet she's running and staffing this thing. And remember, once it's staffed, places will probably unionize. It'll be very difficult to fire people. And by the way, the people that she's hired are very, very far to the left of center.
So this is the education agency from the Carter years. I mean, they've recreated another vehicle for the Department of Education. Was invented, as I recall, by Jimmy Carter as a campaign ploy to reward the people who would put him in office. And here we are. This is the Department of Mortgages.
This is more than just mortgages. Warren and her agency have muscled in on everything from regulations on credit card companies to now they're trying to muscle into an interagency process to set mortgage servicing standards. They are going to have their nose in every part of the credit supply chain in America.
All right, but Mary, my memory, and help me, this is Mary Kissel, The Wall Street Journal. The reason we got into trouble had nothing to do with regulation. It was because it was permitted in many large parts of this country to have zero down on your mortgages. I mean, they were just giving them away, 04 and 05, to people without any credit history whatsoever, and it blew up. That was what was wrong. We don't need new regulation. We need people with common sense.
Yes, that's true. That is true, but the mortgage servicers were not the ones who made those loans. So.
Okay, I'm just speaking generally too. They were trying to fix something, and there was nothing broken back in 04 and 05 except for a complete lack of a sense of proportion. Mary Kissel for the Wall Street Journal right now. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Elizabeth Warren, she's very charming, she's quite compelling, she does Comedy Central terrifically, is proposing to have the banks too big to fail pay $20 billion in order to use that money in some fashion to advance the Democratic Party's prospects for 2012. That's good politics. Can the Republicans stop them? I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show.